Day Hashem Nemru, Shabbos Breshet LeNemru. It says Moed Day Hashem by Yom Tovim, but by Shabbos doesn't say it. We'll soon see what that means. Benazal Yomer Moed Day Hashem Nemru, Haforos Nedar LeNemru. It only says Moed Day Hashem by the Pasha of Yom Tovim, but it doesn't say it by the Pasha of Haforos Nedar. We'll soon see what that means. We have Yosef Ben Nosin Gomelo Loho Maslisin. He learned this Mishnah. He also heard over these type of drushes that we said, it says in the Pasuk, Mayada Yashem, but it didn't say it by Shabbos Bereshis. Mayada Yashem, but it didn't say it by Forest of Dorm. And they didn't know what's the Pshat, but what's going on here? What's one of them with the other? Also, Basra de Rosh Hashanah and Adoi. See, he went after Rosh Hashanah and Adoi, he couldn't find him. Like, he wanted to ask him, what's Pshat this Bereshis? Also, Basra de Mechuzah. So he went to find Rosh Hashanah's bite, he didn't give up. He went to his house in Ador, he wasn't there, he didn't give up. He went further, he went to Mechuzah, trying to find him in the next city. Ashkechei, he found Rosh Hashanah's, found him there. Omalei, my Moed Hashem Nemru, Shabbos Bereshis LeNemru. What does this Bereshis mean to Dashan here, that it says the word that Yadav B'Moshis, Moed Hashem, of Bnei Yisrael, that Moed Hashem was sent to Bnei Yisrael, and not Shabbos Bereshis. What does that mean? Omalei said, ask him like this, you should know like this. Moed Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin. That Moed Hashem, they take and need a Kiddush Bezdin. In other words, Yom Tovim goes bust of the Chodesh. You need a Bezdin to the Mekadosh the Chodesh. You go after the Tetzvah of the Chodesh, you go after the Chodesh. You go after the Chodesh, you go. Nerds Moed, a Bezdin, a Yom Tov needs a Bezdin. Moed Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin, right? Mashenkin Shabbos Bereshis ain't a Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin. But Shabbos does not need Kiddush Bezdin. Shabbos has nothing to do with Bezdin. Shabbos, the Pshat is, Shabbos, every seventh day of Shabbos, whether Bezdin is Mekadosh Levon or not, it does need a Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the Pshat in this Pasuk. Of Moed Hashem means that for Yom Tovim, you need a Kiddush of Bezdin. You need a Bezdin to make a Yom Tov. But Shabbos does not need a Bezdin. I would have thought to say, since it says the Pasha of Shabbos in the same Pasha in the Torah, it says that right after the Pashas or right before the Pashas of Yom Tovim, so maybe Tiboyi Kiddush Bezdin, Kamuyadis, maybe every Shabbos would not have the Kedushas of Shabbos until Bezdin first is Makadis of Shabbos. Maybe every Shabbos Bezdin not to get up and say, or Friday, before Lichtenin, tomorrow is going to be Shabbos. How's it happen like that? Kamashvullah, no. That's the price. It says no. It says, Moed Hashem, for Moedim, for Yom Tovim, we need a Kiddush HaBezdin, we need a Kiddush HaChodesh, and not for Shabbos. Shabbos has its Kedusha by itself. Automatically, when it comes Shkia Friday, Kedusha of Shabbos comes by itself. Automatically, we do not need a Bezdin for it. By the way, what's next, Joshua? My dear Hashem Nemru, Haforos Nedarim Lo Nemru, what's the second Shana Braitha that it only says it by Moedim and not Haforos Nedarim? It means like this. Moed Hashem Tzrichim Umcha. The Moed Hashem for Bezdin to Paskin Kiddush HaChodesh, he's talking in the Bezdin Umcha, need a special Bezdin, in the Bezdin HaGodol. They are the ones that has to Paskin and say, or that has to say, no, it's Yom Tov. Like Rashbam says, Moed Hashem Tzrichim Umchem, V'loy Mekatshim Gimel Agetis. Not time three people, a Bezdin can be made Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levona. You need a Bezdin Umchem, you need. So, but Haforos Nedarim ain't a Tzrichim Umchem. But you should know, Haforos Nedarim is not that way. Haforos Nedarim does not need a Bezdin Umchem. By Haforos Nedarim is not any three people. Any three people get together, they can be made for Neder. For the Gemara Aiva, Rosh Yamatis, it says the word Rosh Yamatis, which is mashmi need a mumcha, and tomorrow Amr Chizdo, Amr Yechanan, the Yochid mumcha and Echanan, like learned before, the both halachas. If you have a Yochid mumcha, then he could be mataneder by himself. There is a pash of Rosh Yamatos that a Yochid mumcha could be made from mataneder by himself. But that's the Rudash in this pasuk of Moedei Hashem, that here it says need a special bezdin, but by a forest in the dorm, you don't need a special bezdin, that means when you want to use three. When you want to use three people to be matzah neder, then it's enough to have three. Leinach Nami, if you have a yochid mumcha, special big tamachochem, he can be matzah by himself. Therefore, there's no stereo, therefore, we have both of them. All right, we'll stop here. The whole daf kuf chof aleph in the middle of the Gemara, right after that. Tanan hosam. We went over there. We went to this Gemara in Megillah, Gemara in Tainus. Tanan hosam. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Loi hoyu yomim tovim li Yisrael. There is no bigger yom tovim to Klal Yisrael kechamisha sabav, like the 15th day of Av, and ukiyom Kippurim and like Yom Kippur. So soon explain what the big thing is. Shebahen, at least on these days, at least on Chamisha Sabav, Benois Yerushalayim, Yoitzim B'Klilovan, on Tuv B'Av, on the 15th day of Av, the daughters of Yerushalayim used to go out, the Klilovan with white dresses, Shulim, used to borrow them, Shalei Levayesh Esmishen Loi, like even a rich girl would still borrow from somebody else in order not to borrow somebody poor. Like this, you know, be embarrassment of somebody to have to borrow. It's like this, everybody borrowed a nice white dress, one from another. So, that was a big simcha they had on the Chamisha Sabav. So the question is, what was the big simcha, what was so great about that? Samura says, yeah. Bishlem Yom Kippurim, you understand on Yom Kippur, it's a big simcha. Yom Slicha Mechila. Tremendous zach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Aleich. Forgave Klal Yisrael on the Chet Egel, he forgave them on the Chili was Meichelos. Also, Yom Shanitnu by Luchas Achronis. That was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down again with the Luchas Achronis. Now, when he came down with the first Luchas, Klal Yisrael was doing the Chet Egel. He broke them. Then it says he went up again and he davened to Hashem to forgive them. And then he came down again. And the Rashbam says on Tuv Baav. No, then he came down again.
That's when they broke the luchas. Well, the youth chet he was back as rachamim for the chet egel. Yeah, then he waited 40 days. Went up 40 days, 40 nights. They were davening to Hashem, and then Hashem was meichel to them. He told Moshe, go down and soluchos ten luchas avonim kirishonim, and then on chof ches biav, the 20th day of Av, Moshe again came down to make the soluchos ten luchas avonim, and then he went up again on the 29th day of Av, and he stayed there for 40 days until Yud Betishra, until Yom Kippur, and he came down on Yom Kippur with the luchas hashnias. So the Kippur was a tremendous simcha, really, Yom Kippur. A day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel and tzleach Klal Yisrael, a day we received the Luchas Achronos, that was a big simcha. Now we understand. Elo Chamisha Sabav Mahi. What was so special about Chamisha Sabav? What's so special then? Samura says, Omer Rav Yudha Mashmuel, Yoim Shehutru Shvotim Lo Vezeh Vezeh. That's really what's brought down with the Gate our Gemara right now. That was the day when the Shvotim were able to intermarry. We just learned this far before, that my daughters, what are they darshan? The Postik says, Zehadover. Like in this Pasha, that a daughter yashans a father, so we just had the locha, that at least by the Boyim Teretz Yisrael, the first generation that came in Teretz Yisrael, and they first got the Nachla, so if a daughter yashans the father, she was not allowed to marry into another Shevet. She had to only marry the same Shevet. So the Dashin Zeh Dover, that means Dover Zeh, this is to not intermarry to different Shevet, Lo Ye Noeg Elo Bador Zeh, it was only Noeg, only in that door. Which door was it? Shrashbam says, Lo Vizeh Bezeh means Shehutru HaSavas Nachlas Sheposko Voisa Dor Shoboi Yoritz. On Tuv Ba'av, that was the end of that first year of that generation of the people coming into Eretz Yisrael. Shenesa Lehem HaSavas Nachlas. It was also for them to intermarry. Fahashtu miyu im nishtaira dayim b'na yodom shoy b'yse ador, true. If there's somebody still alive from that first generation that came into Israel, akate b'yisurayu kaimi, they still have the yis of those daughters not to marry from another shevet. Avoshar b'na yodom, other people, shloy hoyu b'yse ador, that was not from that generation, mutarim, they became mutar. Tvaisas antuv b'av, that's when the Heter was given, or at least they dashed in this Heter, that the new generation, the next door, from after the door coming into Eretz Yisrael, the next door did not have that Issa. Then even if a daughter yashin the father, she was able then to marry to another Shevet.
No, that was...
Rabbo ba Rav Chana Omar Rav Yechanan Yom Shohutar Shevet Din Yomin Loiva Bekal. That was another, Tuv Bav, a different year, was the year that Shevet Din Yomin, they were also intermarry with the rest of Klal Yisrael. The Chsiv, because there's the Maisa Plegish Begiva, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk over there, the Yish Yisrael Nishpa Ba Mitzpah Lema, that Klal Yisrael made a Shavua and Mitzpah saying, Ish Mimenu, from us, from the rest of Klal Yisrael, L'yiten Bitala Ben Yamin L'isha, we will not give our daughters to get married to Shevet Ben Yamin. Because of the Maisa Plegish Begiva. So that Shvua only applied to that generation, that's all. But the next generation was Mutter. And when did it become Mutter? When did they dash in the Seter? And Chamisha Sabav. My Dorish, what did they dash in? Mimenu. Only from us, from the Dor that was alive then. They can't intermarriage into Binyamin. For Lei Mibanenu. But not from our children. Our children, they were able to intermarry into Shevet Binyamin. Rav Dimi by Yosef Omar Rav Nachman Yoim Shekolu Boy Meise Midbar. You know what the big simcha of Chamisha Subav was? That was the day when they stopped dying in the Dor HaMidbar. The Yom HaMar, because it says like that, Ad Sheloi Kolu Meise Midbar, until it's finished all the Dor, all dying in the Midbar,